Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Kennedy on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service. Penguins blew a third period lead in Toronto Monday night. Then they made a flurry of roster moves for their next game against the Capitals tomorrow night, Tyler. Let's start with the goaltending situation. Tristan Jarry placed on IR. Here comes, how do you say the kid's last name, Chris?
Mirashov.
Thank
Mirashov,
you.
Mirashov, yes.
Here comes Mirashov from
who was outrageous in Wilkes-Barre.
The American League. His first taste of NHL hockey, one of the best prospects in hockey. So how should they divvy up the
reps?
Starts? TK, what's the move here?
Well, I think they stay to the same game plan. I think you don't want to bring him up here and wear him out. I think you obviously want to take your time with them. This is his opportunity. But again, I don't think you want to burn him out trying to squeeze every bit of everything out of him. I think you go back and forth. You let him warm up. And then in another 2 months, then you kind of see if he can take the lead on the net. Because this is, I think everyone's looking forward to this kid. I think there's so much hype around this kid coming in, and he's done so well. And let's see if it transfers to the NHL.
What if it does? What do you do with your goaltending then in 3 weeks when Jarry's healthy?
Well, one, it'd be a great, great tough decision, right? Something that I think we've been looking for the last couple of years is pretty consistent goaltending. You know, the next rising star. And then when it comes to that point, I think you got to make a decision, right? You're either going to put Tristan on waivers or Arthur, you know, you got to get rid of one, because this guy, if he shows he's ready, you can't keep sending him down to the AHL. You got to make a move. And again, I'm excited to see how this kid plays with a lot more pressure, right? You're going from in the AHL, there's maybe 2,000 fans there, 1,000 fans. To 10, 15,000 fans, a lot more pressure. The speed is so much faster. You know, you're going against the most elite goal scorers in the world. Guys that, you know, they hire their own specialists to teach them how to score more goals. So this kid's going to have his hands full, but I think he's up for the challenge. I think, again, I don't think anyone realized how good he's going to be, and it shows by his numbers. He goes from the East Coast doing really well. He comes up to the AHL and is a rock star. And even this year, he's had a tremendous year. He deserves a really good shot, and he's going to get it.
TK, you kind of partially answered it, but other than some of the obvious stuff, big arenas, packed houses, a faster game, and better overall players, obviously. Is there anything else like about the way the NHL game is played differently from even the AHL that is like a tough transition for a goalie? Like in my brain, I'm like, maybe it's a little sloppier in front of the net in the AHL. Like the play can be a little more ragged. Is there anything else besides just an overall uptick in quality of opponent that he's going to have to adjust to?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Obviously the plays, right? I think there's a lot more tic-tac-toe plays, a lot more talented, skilled plays in front of the net, right? And another one is, you know, they're playing the Washington Capitals. You're playing against the best goal scorer to ever live.
Yeah,
I don't think you can ever compare that to anyone in the AHL. It is just a different level of speed on that shot. It is coming at you, and if you're not ready, it'll push you over. And I think that's the biggest thing. The plays that these guys are able to make at that high level in the NHL, and just, again, going against Alex Ovechkin, the best goal scorers to ever live. And again, guys, I find sometimes when in the AHL, when you play 3-3, the last game of that 3-3, like it's a different hockey game compared to the first game, which is 3-3. It means they play 3 games in 3 nights, which means you're worn out by that 3rd game. You're holding it together. You don't really have that in the NHL. Like usually, yeah, there's teams coming in on a back-to-back, but they're usually rested going into these games. So the teams are just more ready to play compared to the AHL games. AHL, again, they pack the games in those weekends so they get the attendance. So this is a definitely a different game than the AHL. But on the flip side, right, he's not riding a bus for 3 or 4 hours, getting off the bus, quick warm-up, and going to play hockey. You know, he's coming from a hotel or his place here. The preparation in the NHL is going to be a lot easier for him to get prepared for games.
We saw the defensive changes too. Pickering got sent down. Ryan Graves back from the dead to at least occupy a roster spot for now. Brunick played his 9th game against Toronto. We know Kindle's here to stay, and what a player he looks like. He hasn't slowed down a bit. He played an awesome game against the Maple Leafs. Not his fault at all that they blew that game. So we've asked you this a lot, Tyler. Where do you stand at this very second? Should Brunick play against Washington, yes or no?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think yes. I think when you hear about the guys around the dressing room, you hear what they're saying about those two guys and the energy they bring to practice, the energy they bring to the room. I think you got to keep that young talent around because, again, it helps them be around the best players, right? Like Malkin, Crosby. And when you look to the future, that's the future. And you want to get your eyes on them as soon as possible. So I think he's going to stay around, and I think it'll be good.
TK, do you give any, credence, I guess would be the right word, to the idea that that's going to be a really damaging loss to them, losing the way it's an historic loss to Toronto, blowing a 3-goal lead at the start of the third period. Like, is that going to have a hangover effect for them, in your opinion?
I hope not, right? Because, you know, you watch those first two periods, I was so high. I'm like, the Penguins.
That's the best I've seen them play in a long time. They were completely dominant.
And it was like, they are the real deal. This is what we haven't seen in a long time, especially consistency, right? And then they come out and they play exactly how you want to. Your hopes are so high. And then that third period, and then it like literally drops off like the stock market right now. You know, it is like, oh my God, they came back and just some of the details weren't there and they let that one slip away. So it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back, because that's not like losing 2-1. When a team rallies back and scores 4 unanswered, it's a different story. So that first period, that first shift is going to mean a lot for the Penguins. And I'm interested. Now I'm excited to see if they're different, because last year you would see a different game. You would see a team that's fragile next game. Let's see if they're fragile against the Washington Capitals, or they come out guns a-blazing and focus on playing how they've been playing, focused on themselves. So it's going to be fun to watch. And again, I think everyone's excited with the way this team has played, and there's a little bit more excitement. But with that happening last game, I think people, are interested to see how they're going to rebound.
Tyler Kennedy. Check him out tomorrow in studio with Pomp and Joe. Thanks, TK.
Thanks, boys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.